Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world, this is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of The Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
And we are live, and hopefully, I'd have to say honestly, I wasn't alive till I was 29 years, 11 months. And the truth is that life is to know the only true God as our Father, through his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. And when we receive Jesus, he gives us the right, the power to become children of God. Now, I want to share his words of his care for you, his love for you, from your beginning. Jesus says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. You were in my care before you were born. He knew you. He loved you then. He loves you now, even though, sadly, from birth we go astray, turning each one his or her own way. Without the relationship with Jesus the Christ as Lord God and Savior, without that relationship with the only Lord God and Savior, in order to receive from him the source of life, to receive from him the rebirth of the Holy Spirit of God that we need to have life as it was intended from the beginning of creation. When the Lord God created heaven, earth, mankind, everything in it, and purposed that we should be conceived, that we should come to him to receive from Jesus the life-giving Holy Spirit. I did not, until I was 29 years and 11 months. For when we're born going astray, maybe we know our name while in the womb because we hear somebody using our name, talking about this, maybe talking to us. But we do not know the one who had created our mom's egg, our dad's sperm, the union that began our life, our physical life, with the need to know Him, to know Jesus the Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God. And until we do, our words are like sheep going astray, not knowing the purpose of our life, not receiving our life in spirit and in truth. As Jesus says, I am come that you might have life and have life fully. For you see, we are born separated from God as our Father, separated from Jesus as the Lord God, Savior. But God did not intend for us to remain separated, lost. It's called being lost when we do not have the right relationship with the living God through His only begotten Son, giving to us the rebirth of the Holy Spirit. So we remain from our physical birth going astray until we come to know that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the only Lord God and Savior, that Jesus is the only one who can forgive our sins and restore to us forgiveness and new life, a relationship with the only true God as our Father, Jesus the Christ as our Lord God and Savior, and the Holy Spirit of God, bringing to us the life that we need to have. There is a verse that says, as we go astray, before we come to Jesus, turning each his own way, or the ways of this world that cannot bring life as we need it. The word says, there is none good, no, not one, none that seeks after God. I wrote these out here. As the Lord says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. You were in my care before you were born. Sadly, all we have gone astray, turning each one his or her own way, or following other people's ways, but not the way of the living God. For there is none good, none that seeks after God. But the good news is that Jesus says, from time we were born, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you my peace, a right relationship with the living God. You will know me. To as many as receive Jesus, He gives us the right to become children of God, in spirit and in truth. For Jesus says, from the beginning of his forming us in our mother's womb. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Love. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave his Son to make atonement for our sins. Jesus bore on the cross, on the tree. Jesus was without sin, but he took upon his body all our sin to receive on our behalf, to receive the punishment that we deserve. It says, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, you and I, but that the world through him, Jesus the Christ, might be saved. The one who has the Son has the life. The one who does not have the Son does not have the life. And Jesus says, come. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, my way, for we need his will, his way, to be our will. And when we are willing, he says, I will give you rest for your souls, for your heart to have the love of God, for your mind to have the mind of Christ, to have the relationship you were conceived in your mother's womb to have, to as many as receive him. Jesus gives the power to become children of God. There is a question that many have asked, maybe you have asked. Can I be forgiven? And God says, in Jesus, my only begotten Son, yes. Yes, whosoever will may come, and whosoever comes, I will not turn away. Ask Jesus right now for his forgiveness. Ask him for his way. Jesus, forgive me for going my own way. I want your will to be my will. Take control. Grant me your life-giving Holy Spirit. Amen. I have put my testimony and God's saving words on a YouTube channel. And you see it? It's called, you can just put YouTube channel, my 1. You don't have to do the www, but you can. It is the YouTube channel has my videos, Myra's story, and the second one I did for all to come to know God's forgiveness and His life-giving Holy Spirit. To know Him in spirit and in truth, to have a relationship as a child of God with the Father, to have Jesus. That we become like Jesus. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. And you will have rest, peace, a right relationship with the living God. The Holy Spirit within you as counselor, comforter. For when Jesus rose from the grave, He said, I will not leave you alone. I will send the counselor to you, the Holy Spirit, and He will remind you of all that I have said. And when Jesus, for the 33 years, spoke God's words, as He heard the Father speak, He spoke. As He saw what the Father was doing, He did. And by the leading of the Holy Spirit in us, we can know what Jesus is saying and doing. Jesus says, these works I do, you shall do, and greater works than these shall you do. God is my refuge, and God is my strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will I not fear. For perfect love, the love of God, through His only begotten Son, by the Holy Spirit in us, perfect love casts out fear. There is no fear in love. Be filled with the love of God. Love for the living God. Love for His only begotten Son. Love for the Holy Spirit. And love for yourself in right ways. Not self-seeking, but love for those who do not know Jesus. Jesus says, I am come to seek and to save the lost. And He wants multitudes from every nation, tribe, and tongue to come to Him, to know Him in spirit and in truth, to have the love of God, to have the life-giving Holy Spirit of God. And there is a warning in 1 John 4. I had to read. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. There are many spirits in the world, and the angels who serve God are just, but one third of the angels became demonic spirits because they chose to follow the one who rebelled against God. He once was known as Lucifer, angel of light, but he wanted to make himself God, to put himself above God. And one third of the angels followed him. And these spirits are now demons. And the thief, Satan, chief of the fallen angels, comes only to steal, kill, and destroy us. So God warns, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to determine if they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit who confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit who does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, who you have heard that he is coming, and he is already in the world. When we receive Jesus for the forgiveness of going astray, when we receive Jesus, we receive the forgiveness of God, the love of God, the Holy Spirit of God. And then we will know the truth that greater is he that is in us when Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit than he who is in the world. The spirits that do not listen to Jesus, they are from the world. Therefore, what they say is from the world, and the world listens to them. But we have chosen to listen to Jesus. We are from God. Anyone who knows God listens to Jesus and listens to us when we share Jesus' life. Anyone who is not from God does not listen to us. From this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception. My second video I put on YouTube channel, my 1, is called From Deception to Healing Through Christ's Forgiveness, New Life, Healing. This is how we know that we remain in Christ and he in us. He has given us assurance. He has given us assurance to us from his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son as the world's Savior. Whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And the one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. In this, love is perfect with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, for we are as he is in the world when we've been born again of the Holy Spirit of God. There's no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear. Because fear involves punishment. Because fear involves punishment. So the one who fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. And God says, love the living true God. Love those who are his children. And love the lost. For Jesus says, I'm come to seek and to save the lost. And Jesus is the Messiah. He has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father also loves the one born of him. This is how we know that we love God's children, when we love God and obey his commandments. Jesus says to love the Father with all your heart and mind and will and strength, and to love one another as he loves us. There is a certainty. Jesus Christ is the one who came by water and blood, not by water only, but by water and blood, and the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three in heaven who agree: the Father, the Word, Creator, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. True living God. There is a victory for those who have come to Jesus, who will come to Jesus, that we know that we have been born of God and that our sins are forgiven, and the evil one does not touch us, for God's Holy Spirit in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We know that we are of God in Christ, and the whole world is under the sway of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know the true one, the true living God, the Father, through his only begotten Son, giving to us the Holy Spirit of God. We are in Christ, we are in the true one, that is, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. When we turn to Jesus and receive him as Lord God and Savior, we receive the rebirth of the Holy Spirit of God, and we have then begun to live with eternal life now and for all forever. And there is a word right here at the end of this, is 1 John 5. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. I'll give you an example. When I was 17 and I did not yet possess the life of the eternal God, I made a young man my God, meaning I put him at the center of my life. What he said, well, I did, even when he was wrong in his judgments. And so from 17 to 29 years and 10 months, 11 months, he was my idol. Now, our idols can be a person, or we may be listening to the fallen spirits in this world. Choose you this day who you will serve. Will you choose to serve the living God through his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ? Or will you remain under the influence of the principality of the air? For you see, the thief Satan, who came only to steal, kill, and destroy us. And how? When we have not come to Jesus to keep us from not listening, to keep us from not receiving. And this is explained in Ephesians chapter 2. And we should be taking a short break, and then I will share Ephesians chapter 2. John, are you?
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
You are listening to the truth, and the one who is the truth, the only true living God, through Father, Living Word, Holy Spirit. They are one, and they are love, and they are life when we come and have a relationship with Jesus as our Lord God and Savior. Jesus is the only Lord God and Savior. Ask Jesus for his forgiveness. For our sin is not listening, going our own way, going another's way, when we want to be right with the living God. Through Jesus, we receive forgiveness. And we can say, there's a word, Jesus, I am a sinner. I want your way. I want to receive your forgiveness and your life-giving Holy Spirit, that I live now knowing you as my Lord God and Savior. I ask that you would give me the Holy Spirit of the living God, that I have God's love and life in me, now and forever. I thank you, Jesus. Here's a couple of statements. Truth is, life is to know the only true God in spirit and in truth, through Jesus, whom he has sent. Truth is, God is on one side and all the people on the other. And Christ himself, God, is between them to bring them together. Truth is, Jesus is the only Lord God and Savior. Truth is, Jesus says, I'm come to seek and to save those that are lost. Truth is, the living God doesn't want any to be lost, but all to come to the knowledge of the truth through the only begotten Son. Truth is, there is none good, no, not one, none who seek after God. But the truth is, Jesus, the living Word, the Creator says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. You were in my care before you were born. Jesus, invitation, come unto me, all who are weary and burdened. Come, learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls. You will be mine now and forever. There's a letter called Ephesians, written by the Apostle Paul, and in it he gives us the warning and the opportunity. For he says, in the words that God gave him, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you previously walked, according to the ways of this world, according to the ruler who exercises authority over the lower heavens, the spirit that now works in the disobedient. We too, previously, or still are, but you can turn to Jesus. We too all previously lived among them in our fleshly desires, carrying out the inclination of our flesh and thoughts and we were by nature children under wrath, as the others were also. But God, who is rich in mercy towards you, because of his great love that he has loved us, he gives us in Christ his great love that he had for us and made us alive with the Messiah, the Christ, even though we were dead in trespasses. You are saved by grace, God's grace. Together with Christ Jesus, he also raised up him and seated us with him in the heavens, so that in the coming ages he might display the immeasurable riches of his grace through his kindness to all in Christ Jesus. For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is God's gift. Not works so that no one can boast, but we are his creation, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time, so that we should walk, live in them. For you see, God creates us in Christ Jesus as his children and as disciples of Jesus and as ambassadors to the world, that the lost, the Gentiles from every nation, tribe, and tongue may come at the name of Jesus, the Christ, and receive through him the gift of faith. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Christ gives by the Holy Spirit the gift of faith, so that we know him in spirit and in truth. And in this world there is the enemy of men's souls, but greater is he who is in Christ, the Holy Spirit in us, than he that is in the world. And we in Christ, through having the Holy Spirit, we live a new life. In Ephesians chapter 4, I say this and testify in the Lord, you should no longer walk as the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their thoughts. They are darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, and because of the hardness of their hearts. They become callous and gave themselves over to promiscuity for the practice of every kind of impurity, with a desire for more and more. But that is not so with us in Christ, the Messiah. You take off your former way of life, the old self that is corrupted by deceitful desires. You are being renewed in the spirit of your minds. You put on the new self, the one created according to God's likeness, renewed, transformed in the likeness, in righteousness and purity of the truth. Speak the truth, each one, to each other, because you are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, but give, and don't give the devil an opportunity, but seek forgiveness for yourself and seek to forgive any who have wronged you. Instruction: the thief must no longer steal. Instead, he must do honest work with his own hands. So this is how he has something to share with anyone in need. No foul language is to come from your mouth, but only what is good for building up someone in need, so that it gives grace to those who hear. And don't grieve God's Holy Spirit. You were sealed by him for the day of redemption. All bitterness, anger, wrath, shouting, and slander must be removed from you, along with all malice, and be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. We are to be imitators of God as dearly beloved children and walk in love as the Messiah also loved us and gave himself for us, a sacrificial and fragrant offering to God. Other things that how do we in 1 John said, if we confess our sin, any way in us that is not God's, that is not from Jesus, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from that sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And therefore, we choose to renounce sexual immorality and any impurity or greed. We do not want any longer. Do not be deceived with empty arguments, for God's wrath is coming on the disobedient, though still lost without Christ. Because of these things, therefore, do not become partners with immorality. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. When we ask Jesus, when we need forgiveness, Jesus, forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Deliver me from any evil. Heal me. Heal my heart. Fill me with your life-giving Holy Spirit. I ask in your name, Jesus. Amen. For the fruit of the light which is in Christ results in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, giving to us the ability to discern what is pleasing to the Lord, not to participate in the fruitless works of darkness, but instead expose them. It is shameful even to mention what is done by them in secret. Everything exposed by the light is made clear. What makes everything clear is light. Therefore, it is said, "Get up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and the Messiah will shine on you." And you may notice that this Word of God is called the Mission of God Study Bible. And every place referring to the Lord Jesus Christ refers to Him as the Messiah of God. And the Messiah will shine on you. Be careful, give attention to how you walk, live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless actions, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And there is a proverb to warn us. Wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging. And foolish those who are deceived thereby. And I believe by the Holy Spirit's leading that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God and not substitute wine and strong drink. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not anyone triumph over me. I surrender, Jesus, to you for your will, your way, for your Holy Spirit to work in me every good thing, both to will and to do according to your good pleasure. Jesus paid it all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Surrender all, body, soul, and by his Holy Spirit, be victorious. For in 1 John 5 it says, who is he that has the victory but the one who believes that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah of God? Because there is a devil and demons who follow him, we need to know and have the Spirit of truth. If you would, Ephesians chapter 6, we need to pray the full armor of God, to put on the full armor of God. Find it, or just share it with you. In this world, there is warfare, spiritual warfare. Christian warfare. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness. This is why you must take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having prepared everything, to take your stand. Stand, therefore, with truth like a belt around your waist, righteousness like armor on your chest, and your feet sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. To in every situation take the shield of faith, and with it you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Pray at all times in the Spirit with every prayer and request, and stay alert in this with all perseverance and intercession for all those in Christ. Pray also for me, that the message may be given to me when I open my mouth to make known with boldness the mysteries of the gospel. For this I am an ambassador in Christ. Pray that I might behold enough in him to speak as I should. Jesus says, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. God's word brings hearing, and hearing faith. And faith is his gift to all who will receive Jesus, the only begotten Lord and Savior. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let none triumph over me. For in Christ the Holy Spirit is greater in me than he that is in the world. Receive Jesus, Lord God and Savior, and be victorious over sin, death, hell, and the grave, and live fully redeemed, restored, renewed in your mind and heart by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Fill me, Jesus, with your life-giving Holy Spirit. Fill me with your love. And I thank you, Jesus, for your love for me. Amen.
This has been The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. The truth versus the deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth Spoken in Love.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.